Okay.
I just created that.
I just went live.
And chat.
We should also
check and make sure it's good. It's actually clear.
Whoa, my god.
How is it so much better?
Yeah, it's good.
It's still a bro.
Oh, did I not?
Like 10 seconds.
Oh no.
It's set to its lowest latency. Okay.
That's fine.
Oops.
We should be sharing that in Discord.
So just stay tuned.
Okay, there's Craig.
Oh my god.
What is happening?
Is it upside down?
Dude, what happened? Yeah, okay.
We're gonna, it works.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, now here.
I'm gonna sit here. You adjust it.
That's good. I don't know how this can be so delayed.
There must be these settings are set for streaming.
There we go.
That's good. This is pretty cool.
Okay.
Wow, we're finally set here.
Okay, what is up, YouTube?
Hope everyone's doing well. Nobody's here. Indeed. Okay. How do we...
There we go. Problem solved. Oh my god. That's so better. I know. Anyways. Let's see where this is at. Guests. Anyway, sorry for the delay, everyone. Oh well, this is ready for next week. Very much.
Commitments for thinking of you wouldn't get
Fast forward to the following day, and what did they find? A frozen sheet of ice covering the entire yard. A testament to their legendary prank. Needless to say, that principal was nowhere to be seen the next day. Oh, Rick, you sly dog. While some of you may not be satisfied by that short recap of the classic story from Rick's past, sex to be you. Maybe we'll release the full story one day.
Now, shifting gears from real life and antics to virtual adventures, let's talk about Rick's world. The Minecraft server that just might take gaming by storm.
Created for Rick fans, our devoted followers, and even those cheeky illegal immigrants who just can't resist the lure of Rick's charm. We are hard at work building our own little slice of paradise with towns, cities, and everything in between, all crafted with Rick in mind.
Ah yes, don't forget the infamous wall. Our hilarious homage to certain geopolitical situations, but fear not, fellow Rickians, it's all a good fun. And while it's in the process of being built, you guys can check it out and help build it too.
We will build the wall! While Rick's...
Right now. While Rick's world is really only in the starting pages, or starting stages, we plan on changing that in time. Starting a country, we plan on building a wall to surround the illegal immigrants' homes. Indeed, we shall.
Yes, we will. And speaking of our beloved Rickians, we've got a special treat for you today. Oh fuck, he's gone, so we're skipping to that. We were gonna have our first illegal immigrant, Chris, come by, but he's late. Like an hour late.
Can you pop the chat in?
Fantastic.
By the way.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't that fun?
Hey, hey Click, welcome in. Hey, oh, that's Elena. Muggy. Me.
Yeah, yeah. Muggy's, yeah.
Turn the music down a little so you can hear better, please. Okay. I think they're
ready to. Anyways,
I would have asked Chris, although I would have talked to him and said he would be thrilled to be able to use on the show, as this was the pilot's episode. Normally, this is how the segment would work in this spot. I'd ask a few questions, and then after we ask a few questions to them, they can ask a few questions to us. So we would have done that. So right now, we cannot do that. So we'll ask chat, what... who did this? Oh, Colin. My sister left. That is mean. Okay, so we would have asked. We would have asked, what do you guys think of Rick himself, Rick's story, and Rick's sport?
Yeah.
So if you in chat ever want to ask that question, want to answer that question for us, go ahead. Also, if any of you guys have any ideas for future Rick endeavors, now would be a time to throw that out there. As I said, right now we have Rick's story, the Rick podcast. Rick's story, Rick's podcast.
Yes.
We have... Let's continue on the podcast a little more, and I'll tell you more about what Rick stuff we have for you.
There's so much to skip.
What? Well, we also have a few things we want to talk to you guys about. So we also have... We want to talk a little bit more behind the inspiration of Rick's story. And some future Rick items we want to throw out. So the inspiration for Rick's story originally was Rick himself. His life is full of funny stories. That just won't make you... that just won't make anyone stop laughing. Just fucking get you in the funny mode. So I just decided to make a spot for everyone to read or listen to them, which was Rick's story. Also, future items that we might have, board games. I was thinking that we might have some special items like that. Nate, do you have anything you want to add to that piece?
You know, I think a Rick-themed Monopoly set would be a really good idea. You know, because imagine buying properties like Rick's house, Rick's school, or, you know, even buying Rick's car, you know?
The
possibilities are endless, dude. I do know that there might be a Rick puzzle-themed thing coming soon, so stay tuned for that. Probably will be in the store, www.rickstory.com. Go visit that, buy some merch.
Indeed.
Save up to 33%
on almost all items.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, I do think board games will be coming in the future, especially if the community comes up with ideas.
Okay, there we go. Alright, the first time for everything. So, make sure to go to www.rickstory.com. You can save up to 33% off on products. Get yourself a nice hoodie.
Wow, okay. Stream here.
Henry says, the Rick's Board is amazing, big community, don't really have any ideas. Dude, you have any ideas for future merch? Rick Puzzle would be cool. Rick Monopoly would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be. So, I am looking for future products like that stuff. We have a little bit more we're going to be talking about in this podcast concerning that. So, we will answer that question eventually.
Yes.
Let's go scroll down a little bit more and talk a little bit more about these ideas. Do you have any ideas about merch, Nate?
Well, you know, we were just talking about games and stuff, but, you know, Rick bobbleheads, I think that would be pretty cool. Remember John had a bobblehead?
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
Bobbleheads, dude.
I think we could do that.
Maybe a Rick-inspired kitchen spatula, you know, that, or maybe a Rick frying pan.
Well, yeah, Mexican Rick sandal.
Yeah, oh, yes.
For Moss, thank you.
Maybe, let's see, Rick, like computer cases, games for gaming consoles.
Yeah, so we definitely have a lot to think about. How about that Rick book? The book is going to be full of Rick's life stories, maybe full of some songs from Rick Astley himself, you know.
Hey.
Really, like a very funny item that's like gag gift, you know. Who knows? That might become the Holy Scripture of Rick Entity.
Oh, yes. Rick Entity. The new religion. Praise Rick!
Dude. Yeah, let's move on from that one. Okay. Nate, do you remember our conversation about Rick the other day? Let's dive into that a little bit more.
Absolutely, dude. I'm all ears. The jacket and newspaper cap combo could really resonate with our audience. But we need to figure out a place to get them produced.
Totally agree. Here's a thought. If we take it a step further, I was brainstorming.
Here we go, dude. Crash's ideas. They're endless.
What if we created a podcast-themed newspaper? Picture this. We have Newsies distributing it all, decked out in the bricks from the Rick Bits. It's like a miniature army of bricks from the music bits. The visual alone would be comedy gold.
Dude, I know, I love it. The podcasting newspaper ideas adds a whole new dimension to our promotion strategy. It's really quirky, memorable, and it ties directly into our show's theme. Plus, it's the site of a bunch of Rick roaming around, handing out newspapers would definitely turn heads and generate buzz. What do you think, Chris?
Chris, so we can really ask it. So, our guest speaker today sadly could not make it because he is taking care of storage. That is one of the many excuses he's given, so I doubt he's going to come today. However, we have the audience. What do you guys think, audience? What do you think of the Rick Fit idea?
Rickware.
You know, plaid jacket and the newspaper cap, you know. Little miniature Ricks. I'm talking about you, Grayson, you, Henry, you, Gunner. I think you guys will make miniature Ricks very well.
Or for the illegal immigrants, Rick 137 here. What do you think? He's from the 3D world.
Oh, I see.
Screen.
yes.
Everyone's welcome.
So if you don't understand what an illegal immigrant is, and I say illegal immigrant because that's what they are, for anyone that goes to our high school that we went to, you are considered a Rickian. You are part of the Rick culture. You have adopted it without accepting it. It was your natural personality. You were born with it. However, if you are from a different school, different country, different state,
anywhere,
you are considered an illegal immigrant. So that considers most of the people in chat. It's very funny though, because when we build our Rick World,
I think we better go in depth about that later. More on that later.
Yeah.
What? I think we should pull up that on the because then we keep we're like looking at.
I know, it's probably good one.
I mean, it's a big screen. Okay. Henry says, Rick Puzzle would be cool. That would be cool. I like hats and a bunch of clothes would be cool. For sure.
For sure, yeah. Definitely things where we need to work on. So we did talk about the wall a little bit.
But so for the Rick server. So the Rick World server is going to be something we're going to be investing a little bit more time in. We started it last week, and we are putting a decent amount more effort into it. We will see some improvements. You guys can help put time and effort into it if you just want to.
Yes.
Something that we're going to, you know, really make. We want to make it a country.
For
so
sure.
It's going to be a full virtual home for all of us Rixcordians, and then a place where we can trap the legal immigrants behind the wall.
Absolutely. The, wait, hang on. Henry says you can make a mod for maybe a type of candy.
A candy?
Cube with Rick's face on it.
That's ooh, I,
nice
that's
one.
A good idea, yes. I think I could do that.
Cube of Rick's would be awesome. I mean, Rick's.
what was that?
It is a title. I mean, we have 5 years here, so...
Yeah. So, I agree. A Rubik's Cube is something I think I can do. So, if I can get that done, you guys will see some different styles of it on the channel in this next coming week. That is something I'm actually very happy that it was brought up, because that's something that'll be fun.
That's a good thing
to do. You know, 10 people playing with Rubik's Cube in class, Rick comes by, he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Oh, just playing with Rubik's Cube, and a big face with Rick on.
Playing as a face.
Yes, that's, yes.
And can I say, I'm being honest, dude?
Indeed. Has Henry or Gunner or any of them mentioned about it?
Okay, so, well, he said that hats are cool, but other than that, not really. Mom's, you know, smarties like that.
Yes.
So, talking about the Minecraft server, basically, the illegal immigrants will have their own blocked-off area with a wall. They can't go anywhere. They can't go into the city, and the city
well,
will be surrounded.
They can. So, as I said, this is in the process of being built. So, it's in the works. We are still building the wall. We are still building Rickian, the country,
yeah,
and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a lot more to put in. However, once we do, we will have a place for you illegal immigrants. And in that place, you will, yes, you'll be kind of restricted. However, if you do want to leave, you can. You will have to apply for a Rick visa as well as slowly make your way through the wall. It will be a test for your survival, per se.
Yes.
However, if we have Rickians that want to visit you, they just have to walk over to the wall, step through it, and they'll be teleported to your country. That's just how we do it.
By the way, the illegal immigrant city is called Ricklow.
Ricklow.
And the main city is New Rickshire.
Oh, yes. New Rickshire.
New Rickshire. And, so there's that. Henry says, there's a Minecraft server?
Indeed, there is.
Indeed.
So that's going to be posted in the game channel today. We'll give you guys the... It's for Java.
Make sure to join our...
Rick's Gaming Channel on Discord. On the Rickscord.
The Rickscord.
The Rickscord.
The Rickscord. QR codes are there. You can join the server from there. But that's that.
Okay. What is next? Well, we want to talk a little bit more about stories normally. So, if you guys have any stories that you want to share about Rick or you want us to talk about, be free to share them. Send a private DM to me or Nate here, and we will respond, tell you if you want to use those or not, and then we will use them. We will talk to Rick, chat in with him, make sure we get all the details correct, and we will go from there. If you guys have a long story you guys want us to tell, we will do that. It's just communication where we need to talk and figure things out. Something that we haven't had much of lately. So, contact us.
Okay, what are we doing for a question?
So, would you be more interested in reading a newspaper podcast or listening to the podcast itself?
Yes, so, we'll get back to the question shortly. Harry, do you want me to take a poll? Alright, poll is live. Newspaper podcast or live podcast? Question from Henry.
Question.
What's one of your favorite Rick stories that he has told?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I do enjoy his fire hydrant, water mayor hanging story. That was a story about getting back at his old principal. It's a very funny story, and it's a very good story. There's a little bit more details to go into it. You know, went back and using when he had her as a teacher or a principal. He was disciplined by her, per se. If you guys haven't heard the story, it was back, he's in his 60s, so it was back in the day. So punishments were a little bit more severe back then,
right,
for teachers and students. So it was a way of getting back at that. It's a very funny story because it's a very
it's unusual. It's not something you'd expect a teacher to do, you know?
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't a teacher.
He was a high school student.
Yes.
But, you know, you don't normally expect to pull out a fire hydrant that you acquired and then liberating some water from it.
But if you guys want to hear about more Rick, you can stay tuned for the podcast, but you can also go check out www.rickstory.com. You can get yourself a sweatshirt,
hoodie,
mouse pad,
Rick Panda.
Which, by the way, check this out. You can get merch here, only $10. You can save $5, dude. So just be buying it, good quality. You can now have a mouse on Rick's face.
Indeed. If you are interested in that, there is some technical difficulties still. So if you are interested in paying cash, that's good. If you are interested in doing PayPal, that's fine. And we will communicate with you. Just send a DM to the Discord channel to me, or just make a comment in this video.
Yep. Alright. So, what is our update on our guest?
The illegal immigrant.
Our illegal immigrants. Well, you know how they are.
Yes. Okay, so, going back to the merchandise, if you know some person, you can just use cash, we'll get your product, but for the, not just the illegal immigrants, the far illegal immigrants, like our buddy Click, when we first went live, you can use PayPal?
Mm-hmm.
PayPal. What else? You use Venmo?
I can, like I said, hello.
Okay, just let us know.
Cash App.
Discord, you might want to join the
Discord server.
Yep.
QR code is up right now. Go ahead and join. If you have any questions, make sure to DM Quentin or I.
Yep. Are you free at the moment?
Can we talk while you are driving? It's just a few Q&A's. You know, I'll ask you a few questions, you just answer them.
Why don't we just connect the speaker to this computer so I can control it from here? Actually, it went 50-50. Okay. That one
thing
happened,
like, it sucks. Okay. Well, if you are interested in reading one of our Rick muses, let us know. And I just want to say that I mean, if you want to get out new paper in your we will host the paper on the Rickstory. Again, at www.rickstory.com.
And go check it out today. Yes. You can save up to 33% on products. Get yourself a nice
Lego Batman. Get yourself a
questions or anything you'd like to ask. Do you have any questions for the viewers? Do you have any questions about Rick himself? Any ideas and anything that you might want to bring up?
No comments.
No comments? Silence? Awkwardness?
Oh wow.
We all understand. Lost the caller. Probably bad Wi-Fi range. Understandable. Okay, so we are going to wrap up the podcast right here and now.
All right.
Henry, did Henry already leave?
Huh?
Did Henry already leave?
Yeah, Henry left.
Okay, well let's finish this up. We have a little bit more we need to discuss.
Alright.
So
fun.
So let's finish this off. Let's listen to a little bit more of music real fast.
Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell you
why. And hurt you. Also, if you would like us to stop by your school
for so long,
comment below. We can always drive by and play this song. Last year. Get ready to see if you won a limited edition one of a kind, signed by Rick himself, Rick Hyder. So without further ado, let's go ahead and see who's going to the and our winner is the Apple Lord.
Dang.
So if you are the Apple Lord, feel free to contact us and we will give you that item. Wrap up today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep spreading that Rick love here in the UK. And make sure to join our Discord server to stay tuned for all of Rick's adventures. Until next time, stay classy and stay fantastic. Rick's story, made to smile.
www.rickstory.com. Buy yourself
a product. See you guys.
Till next time.